This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, we're continuing the conversation today with AgriBull's Director of Sales, Jason Little. Yesterday, Jason talked about AgriBull's Morning Farm Report service, and today he's going to explain what the Green Means Go map is and how you can use something called the Pocket Rain Gauge.
Working with Illinois corn growers, and you know, like I said, there is a free trial of our service through them. What that map is we've gone through and we've kind of aggregated by county what that average soil temperature is. And it's not granular enough really for a grower to go in and be able to say, yes, my field is, you know, I'm at 49 degrees, I'm good to go. So they can go in and they can actually put their own fields in and really see that. But the idea behind it was that, you know, as an industry, we need to start being responsible in how we use nitrogen. We would rather regulate ourselves than have it regulated for us. So it really is important that we're doing the right thing for the environment. We're doing the right thing for the growers. You know, that's really where that idea came from.
And is that also something that's available online?
Yeah, the actual Green Means Go is available on the Illinois Corn Growers website. And then there's a link there to a trial if a grower wanted to set up an account and see their individual farms versus just county averages.
Sounds like another great tool that farmers can use. Jason, is there anything about AgriBull that I haven't asked or anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, I would love to. You know, the one thing that I really am proud of, and it's really kind of an ingenious thing that the guys there at AgriBull have done, that we've done. I'd love to take credit for it if I could, but the idea was mine. You know, in order to do everything that we do, whether it's modeling yield, whether it's modeling nitrogen and phosphorus, anything like that, you have to know how much water is moving through that soil profile. A number of other companies have gone the way of putting out sensors or weather stations. What we've done is we've actually developed a free app available on Android or iOS called Pocket Rain Gauge. And what it does is it will, when I hit the button on the app, it'll take the GPS coordinates of my phone and then tell me how much rain has fallen there in the past 24 hours. What makes it really unique is that we then give you the ability and we ask you, are we right or wrong? If we're wrong, tell us how much actually fell. And so what we're doing there is we're crowdsourcing information, and we are a very fact-based, science-based company, so we built these little checks into the system. You know, every time it rains, we get 50 to 75,000 data points telling us how that rainfall prediction model is performing. We've got that on 45,000 devices across the U.S. right now. We're closing in on our billionth use so far this year. And we're being told that that model is correct 96.2% of the time. So we're pretty proud of that.
Again, that was Jason Little of AgriBull based in Champaign, Illinois. And if you'd like to find out more about their services, you can visit the morningfarmreport.com. Up next, we'll take a look at the farmer's share of what's on your plate at Thanksgiving. And that's happening right after these messages. This Thanksgiving, you might notice your grocery bill is less than it was in years past, as U.S. grocery prices have fallen for 10 straight months. On the other end of the supply chain, farmers are still receiving pennies on the dollar for the food products they produce, even as retail food prices fluctuate. The farmer's share of each dollar spent has remained consistently low, according to Rob LaRue, who's the Senior Vice President of Public Policy and Communications at the National Farmers Union.
A common misconception is that farmers are getting rich off the prices consumers pay at the grocery store, but that's just not the case. Many consumers may not realize there's a difference between the price that they pay at the grocery store and the volatile market price for agriculture products like beef, wheat, potatoes, and dairy. In fact, farmers and ranchers only receive an average of 17.4 cents of every food dollar that consumers spend in the United States. And according to the United States Department of Agriculture, 80% of every food dollar spent goes to all farm costs of our food system, including marketing, processing, wholesaling, distribution, and retailing.
Each month, National Farmers Union distributes what's called the Farmer's Share, which is an online resource that shows the relatively small percentage family farms receive from each dollar spent on popular food items like meat, milk, bread, eggs, and produce. This holiday season, National Farmers Union is taking their educational efforts a step further and asking consumers to consider the mere pennies that farmers are receiving for the food that's enjoyed at their Thanksgiving dinners.
Part of educating consumers about how and where the food is produced is helping them to understand the food industry supply chain. For example, if a consumer buys a turkey for their Thanksgiving meal, the average retail price at Safeway is $1.59 per pound. I think most people would be surprised when they hear that turkey farmers only receive 89 cents per pound of turkey. For other food items, the off-farm costs are even greater. An example is dinner rolls that retail for $3.29. The off-farm costs account for about 98%, while the farmer receives less than 2 cents of each dollar spent.
Less than 2% of the U.S. population farms, and many consumers are more than one generation removed from the farm. Through efforts like the Farmer's Share publication, the National Farmers Union, which represents nearly 200,000 family farmers nationwide, works to develop a better understanding of how and where food is grown across the country.
With the convenience of picking up your Thanksgiving turkey and other food items at the grocery store, it's easy to overlook the months and years of effort that it takes to grow and raise crops, fruits and vegetables, and livestock. National Farmers Union would like to remind consumers to appreciate the hard work it takes to grow and produce the foods that find its way to your Thanksgiving dinner. As you're enjoying time with family and friends this holiday season, take a moment to think about the family farmers and ranchers who produce the food, fuel, and fiber for America's consumers.
And if you'd like more information about the Farmer's Share project, you can visit the National Farmers Union website. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.